One of the unique things about our courses is that we don't just teach you meditations and exercises and things that you can do, but we also teach you focus tests in order to get you to externalize your chi. As far as I know, we're probably the only course that's out there that I've seen that actually has focus tests that enable you to really focus your chi into a given area and use some very unique skills, such as moving the straw, putting out the candle, and these types of things. I know when I first started, I really wanted to see this program work. And after a period of time, I started to get the candle. I started to put the candle out with my eyes. Actually, I started with my finger, and then I went to my eyes. And it took me about 60 days to actually get the candle out. I did it consistently every day for that 60 days, and then I did the test. But I believed it would work, and then one day it actually did work. Now, one of the things you got to realize is that when you're putting out the candle, it's not going to be a big gust of chi that blows over that flame. What it's going to do is it's basically the chi is snuffing out the flame. It's actually taking the oxygen molecules and snuffing it. So it's very similar that if you were to put a glass or something over top of it, a candle snuffer. And so it's going to actually start to hit the candle wick and start to slowly diminish the flame so that eventually there is no flame and you've put it out with your chi. Now, when you first get started doing that, you want to cut the wick down, just like it says in the book, and start to focus on that. As I mentioned in the standing meditation portion on the other audio program, is if you really want to get the candle to work, if you really want to get that candle out, is you want to do a standing meditation for 5 to 10 minutes or more, pointing just the index fingers or the middle fingers at one another, because that's going to create a very streamlined laser beam-like projectile of chi. Now, obviously, if you were looking to heal somebody with the palm of your hand, you'd be using the palm more so than that. But if you were looking to put out the candle, and at the time that I was doing it, that's what I was looking to do, that's what I was instructed to do, and it worked like a charm. Now, obviously, once I learned that technique, again, we consider that a kind of a parlor trick. Once that technique was learned, I never really went back to it because it's just something that it doesn't have a lot of usefulness to it. But they are good tests. The focus test will actually help you to test and see the belief factor. Now, here's the other thing with belief factor. If you're doing the focus tests and you don't believe that it's going to work, they're not going to work for you as well. I mean, you can be pushing a lot of chi out, but a lot of it's the belief factor. A lot of it's your mind. Your mind moves the chi. And so as you're focusing on any of the focus tests, you got to visualize the chi going from your body out of your hand or your finger, whatever you're doing. If you're moving the straw, if you're doing the candle or any of the other techniques that we have, the chimes, you've got to believe that it's going to work. You've got to visualize the energy going and snuffing out the candle, or the energy going and moving the straw. We have some people that even talk to the straw, you know, come this way, you know, come towards me, push away, that type of thing. And although that may sound a little bizarre, it absolutely works because it allows you to increase your intent and increase your focus like we talked about before. Now, a very unique test that we've done is a palm test. Even on our website, you can see that we talk about doing the palm test. Palm test is a fantastic exercise. Well, not an exercise. I'd say more of a measuring mechanism for your chi. And that's where you take your hands, you put them together, and then you bring them out, and then you slowly push them back together and kind of bounce the chi. The chi is going to feel like if you took a magnets of the same polarity and put them together, you kind of get that bouncing feeling. Well, that's what the chi is going to start feeling like in your palm. Now, there's several different ways you can do the palm test, and this is truly one of the best ways to check your chi on a daily basis. And that is you have somebody stick their hand in between your two hands, like as if they were going to shake your hand, and kind of pulse the chi at their palm and at the back of their hand. And ask them, hey, can you feel the chi? What does it feel like? And what you're going to find is that, for instance, I used to always get my kids to do it because kids generally can pick up on the energy a lot better than adults. They would say, hey, Dad, your chi is really strong today, or it's not as strong today, or it was stronger yesterday. And so you can really test how good your chi abilities are just based on doing the palm test. Now, you can obviously do that by yourself and test it and say, wow, that's pretty good, or you can do it with a partner. Again, if you have a training partner, it's always going to be better because you're going to have feedback that's live and right there, and you're going to be able to say to somebody, hey, how does this feel? And they can do the same thing. I know when I train with a partner, I get much better results than when I just do it myself. Of course, if you have a family member or somebody that can feel the chi, then get them involved. Now, what are some of the other palm tests that you can do? You can also do a palm test through a door. In other words, go to a door and have it open and go in between the door and kind of push your hands together as if you were to slap them through the door and feel the chi. The chi is a small particle, so it's going to be able to go through a steel door. It's going to be able to go through a wooden door. Also, get your partner, have them stand on the other end of the door and pulse the chi at them or push the chi at them by doing it such as with the palm test. The palm test is just an absolutely fantastic technique that you can use to measure your chi even on a daily basis. And so I'm going to encourage you to get good at doing that, because if we ever meet, I'm going to probably do a palm test on you and let you feel how strong my chi is, and you can show me how strong yours are. And it's kind of, you know, if somebody can feel the chi, that is one of the most interesting tests. I remember doing it to a friend of mine one time, and I said, hey, just put your hand in the middle here. I want to show you something. And he felt the chi, and he was like, what is that? You know, what is that? What is that that I feel? What are you doing? And he could feel the energy. Now, by the same token, I've had some people that I've done a palm test for, and my chi was really strong, but they just could not feel it. Their circulation was bad or whatever. And I pushed as hard as I could, and they still didn't feel it. Now, here's the thing, is that if you're pushing chi into somebody, you really want to be careful, because even though they don't feel it, their body is accepting the energy. And so if you keep pushing real hard and you try to do it really intently, that chi eventually is going to travel through their system, and it could go to their head, give them a headache. I've had this happen where somebody didn't feel the chi, but then later on they said, man, my head was hurting. I had a headache today. And at first I didn't understand why, but now I realize why, as I was shooting the chi at them, and eventually got up to their head, and it was too much because I actually pulsed too much chi into them. So keep that in mind when you're doing different types of palm tests, because it's really important that you make sure that the individuals that you're training with are covered in terms of what they feel. Also, you never want to really do a palm test in somebody's head. You always want to do it, keep it localized to the hands, maybe shoot the chi to the knee. As you're doing the palm test, you're not only going to do it in your own palm, but you're also going to do what we call getting behind the chi and being able to feel objects with your chi. You'll notice in the Chi Power Plus booklet, it talks about being sensitive to the chi around you, sensing the chi, well, sensing the energy. You want to be able to start doing that and just kind of point your hand or your finger or your palm or your knee or wherever you want to shoot the chi out of, and you want to try to bounce it off of an object. These are just little tests that you can do to see how well you're progressing with your chi development. The other thing you want to do is when you're pulsing chi, is you can get really good at it to the point where people start to feel it. You could take the chi, and you could take, let's say, somebody's shoulder. You could put your hand above their shoulder, and you could pulse the chi, and you could kind of pulse it to the ground and send the chi through their shoulder all the way down to their toe. Now, if they're very receptive to the energy, again, they're going to be able to feel it at their feet. Again, visualizing and sending the chi down. Now, when you're sending the chi down, it's a relaxed type of energy. It's not something that's going to try to hurt them or anything like that. It's just so that they can actually feel the energy. And so you want to do little techniques like that as well so that they can actually feel what you're doing. You know, a major thing is making sure that the person can feel it. Don't do chi tests on somebody that cannot feel the chi. The first time I met with my instructor, I couldn't feel his chi that much, because not because he wasn't strong, but because I wasn't open enough. As we started training more and more, boy, I can feel that. I can feel the chi over the phone now as a result of that. So utilize these palm tests and pulsing tests, and you're going to get excellent results with your Chi Power Plus program.